Thousands of employees in California routinely endure the indignity of having to pay just to get paid. It seems employers are violating a state law that says paychecks must be cashed without incurring a fee. Yet some of the banks they use to process their payrolls do charge a fee. Lawmakers take up the issue at a hearing today. NPR's Elaine Khoury reports from San Francisco.
Dean Fryer, a spokesman for the Department of Industrial Relations, says California law clearly requires that workers receive their pay in full.
Labor Code Section 212 says that the employer must provide a location where the employee can cash their checks without discount.
The code says nothing about employees needing to have a bank account in order to be paid, yet employees who don't have accounts are racking up fees when they cash their paychecks at some of California's biggest banks. Again, Dean Fryer.
Bank of America has been charging a $5 fee to cash checks, even if they're drawn on their own bank. We understand Wells Fargo is going to start doing that on April 1st.
$5 may seem like small change, but the employees most likely to be charged are those who can least afford it, low-wage workers without checking accounts. State Senator Dean Flores is the Central Valley Democrat and head of the Banking Committee.
Charging somebody a half an hour's work, and in many cases in the Central Valley for a farm worker, an entire hour's work, we just think that's something that we would like to change in California.
Under the labor code, employers should be on the hook, but they already pay banks to process their payrolls and say they shouldn't have to absorb extra fees on behalf of their employees. Flores, who convenes a hearing on this matter today, agrees. He says the banks themselves and their aggressive pursuit of fee income are the real problem.
They get a fee from the employer to opt for direct deposit, and at the same time, when people go in to cash the checks who don't have direct deposit, they take the additional $5 from the employee. In essence, double dipping.
Flores doesn't know exactly how much money Bank of America has earned this way. The bank refuses to say, but he suspects tens of thousands of employees are involved. In its defense, Bank of America says its first obligation is to its own customers. Spokesman Harvey Radin says teller transactions are time-consuming, and one in five of them used to involve cashing checks for non-customers. But not since Bank of America started charging them extra.
The number of check cashing transactions by people who do not have a customer relationship has been reduced by 40%. And at the same time, our customer satisfaction levels have increased.
Radin points out that employees could easily avoid paycheck fees by opening an account with Bank of America, but that, of course, brings its own set of fees. Last year, in a case in Texas, a federal judge ruled that interstate banks can charge paycheck cashing fees, even when that conflicts with state law. Despite that, some banks, notably Citibank and Washington Mutual, waived the fees in California. And even Bank of America dropped its fees when a big payroll customer, the city of San Francisco, threatened to change banks if it didn't. State lawmakers will be watching closely to see if market forces alone suffice to make this problem go away. Elaine Khoury, NPR News, San Francisco.